Section 54. Games, etc. Sometimes it is difficult to identify exactly what is a game and what is not.
For example, football is a game and so is chess. So, what really is a game?
Is fishing a game, a sport, or a hobby? It can be a sport and a hobby, but not a game.
You see, a sport involves physical activity. A game or hobby doesn't need to.
So, we can play board games like chess or draughts that involve little physical effort.
We can collect stamps or coins, which are hobbies, and are neither games nor sports.
Watching sports can be considered a hobby, but participating rarely is.
Playing card games is not really a sport, but can be thought of as a hobby.
We often hear people say that their hobby is playing tennis, etc.
But it's more of a sport than a hobby.
Actually, it's not wrong to use either term.
Computer games are becoming more and more popular.
These do not involve any physical exertion.
They are also taking over from popular board games.
They are considered more exciting and competitive. Section 55. Dance. I think that dancing must be one of the oldest forms of entertainment.
Yes, even the most primitive societies had some forms of dance.
Originally, dance was to celebrate some event or occasion.
Today, we do not need a reason. We dance for pleasure.
What kind of dancing do you like?
I think it can best be described as ballroom dancing.
Oh, you mean the formal sort of dancing with a partner?
Yes, the kind that dances to beautiful music.
What about disco dancing? Do you like that?
No, it is too noisy and crowded in discos, and I'm not sure how to do it.
It's easy. You just relax and do whatever the music makes you feel like doing.
I think I prefer more structured dancing. I think it's more skillful.
Maybe. But disco dancing is easier and more fun, I think.
It's also more tiring.
True. Many people use it as a form of exercise. Section 56. Computers. Do you understand computers?
Well, I know how to use one and basically what it can do.
So, what is the point of using a computer?
Well, it is there because it can do things so quickly.
Like what, for example?
Like word processing, you know, writing letters and things.
Is that faster than by hand?
Sure. It is so easy to correct a mistake without having to throw away what you have already written.
So what else are they useful for?
Calculations and spreadsheets are so much easier by computer.
What about communications? I hear they are important in computing.
Yeah, email and internet are the big things now.
But do you think computers will change our lives much?
Of course, but with the right attitude, a positive attitude, you can see that it will make our lives much better.
I sure hope you're right. Section 57. Directions. Can you tell me the way to the post office, please?
Yes, take the next left, third on your right, and it's opposite the library.
Is it the same if I'm driving a car?
Ah, no, because of the one-way system.
How does that change it?
Well, then you must take the third exit at the roundabout.
And where does that take me?
That'll take you past the police station.
And then where?
Then take the first on the left and right at the next junction.
There's a flyover there, isn't there?
Yes, so bear left on the flyover and come off at the first exit.
Am I far from the post office then?
No, it's immediately on your left at the T junction.
I think I've got all that. Thanks. Section 58. Internet. The Internet is the latest innovation in computing communication.
People call it the net, or WWW, which means World Wide Web.
The internet can provide very quick access to a mass of data.
By using one of the many search engines on the web, we can get information about almost anything you can imagine.
You simply type in a word or phrase to describe what you're seeking.
Then the web will give you many choices of where to find what you want.
Then you scroll down the list of suggestions and choose what you think is right.
The whole process takes just a minute or so. In some cases, it takes just seconds.
Usually, when you find what you want, it will direct you to other similar links.
Most people also use the net for email, electronic mail.
This enables us to send letters in a matter of seconds rather than days.
All that is needed is your email address and the email address of the person you want to write to.
Advertising is very big on the internet now, too. All big companies do it.
Business to business, B2B, and e-commerce are becoming new ways of doing business transactions.
Shopping on the net is becoming popular, too. Section 59. Transport. They say that space travel is the safest form of transport.
However, most of us will not experience that in our lifetime.
Flying is also quite safe compared to other forms.
People get a little nervous the first time they fly.
In airports, everything is written in the local language, and in international airports, in English as well.
Airport staff are usually very helpful and friendly too.
With the improvement in infrastructure in most countries, road and rail travel are becoming much more efficient.
Highways, motorways and freeways make road travel very convenient.
Modern high-speed trains ensure quickness between cities.
In some large cities, there are underground rail systems called metros.
American cities call these subways. But in Europe, subways are for walking under the main roads.
As people get more concerned about inner city pollution from traffic, public transport becomes more crucial.
Making buses, taxis and trains cheaper and more efficient will get more people to use them instead of using their cars.
Nowadays, people can be penalized for having just one person per car in a city.
Like many things today, transport is changing due to environmental pressures. Section 60. Which knife? Once we are used to using chopsticks, it becomes easy.
Why? Well, there is no choice in which chopstick to use. They are basically the same.
However, in the West, where chopsticks are not so common, it can be difficult.
Usually, it is easy to know how to use a knife and fork.
The knife is placed on the left and the fork on the right.
We use the related hand for each, fork in the left hand, knife in the right.
But sometimes there may be more than one knife and fork.
Then it can look a little daunting.
The simple rule is to work from the outside in.
That is, for the first course, use the outside knife and fork.
Then work in for each course.
There may be a separate smaller knife on a side plate for bread and butter.
If fish is being served, then a special knife is used for cutting and eating the fish.
A steak knife has a serrated edge to make cutting the meat easier.
So, remember, work from the outside in and you will be okay. Section 61. Weather. People say that the British always talk about the weather.
That's because the weather is so changeable in the UK.
At greetings, they will often comment on the state of the weather.
For example, they may say, "Hello, lovely day today," when they meet.
Other terms are used, of course, if the weather is different. But the phrases they use may be difficult for foreigners to understand.
weather's taken a turn for the worse means that the weather has changed from good to not so good.
It's raining cats and dogs is a strange expression that means it is raining very heavily.
A pea souper is very thick fog. It is used because pea soup is also very thick.
An Indian summer is when it is hot and sunny later in the year than usual.
Brass monkey weather means it is very, very cold.
This comes from the brass cannonballs used on ships long ago. If it was very cold, they would freeze. So we say, cold enough to freeze the balls off a brass monkey.
Rain can be described as spitting, spots of rain, drizzle, light rain, showers, intermittent rain, pouring down, heavy rain, or torrential, very heavy rain.
Wind can be described as light, blustery, or gale force.
Typhoons are not common in Europe, so the word maybe comes from Asia.
Hurricanes are like typhoons. Section 62. Art. Art can describe all forms of artistic skills.
Dance, literature, painting, sculpture, and acting are all forms of art.
Generally, when we use the word art, we think of paintings.
Names like Michelangelo, Picasso, Van Gogh, and Monet spring to mind.
Each of these artists differed according to the art form they specialized in.
The great period of change for art came during the Renaissance about 400 to 500 years ago.
The Impressionist period of art came at the end of the 19th century. Here, Monet was probably the most successful and famous.
Abstract art is much more difficult to understand. See Picasso.
As each generation of artist strives to create new forms, so change comes.
Modern artists use all sorts of different materials from their predecessors.
Art varies from country to country also.
Artists try to interpret the modern world through their paintings.
Calligraphy is an important art form in China, but not so important in the West.
The great variety of art in the world is what makes it so beautiful.
It's interesting to consider what art may be like in the long-term future. Section 63. In the countryside. Mention countryside and what do people think of?
Usually mountains and hills, valleys and rivers, trees and flowers.
They think of walking in beautiful and peaceful environments.
Do you know that in the West there are special laws for the countryside?
In Britain, they have something called the Countryside Code.
They even have countryside wardens, who are sort of policemen of the countryside.
This is all to protect the countryside from city dwellers who don't understand the ecological balance of the world outside the cities.
We should remember that farmers and others rely upon the countryside for their living.
If we disturb the ecological balance, those living there find it hard to survive.
The balance between flora and fauna, animal and man, is crucial to survival.
As we destroy or change the countryside, wildlife and vegetation is changed.
Just walking in the wrong places can destroy species of wildlife.
Leaving rubbish or garbage lying around can kill some animals who try to eat it.
Driving too many cars into rural areas can pollute and destroy life there.
We should remember that plants are as much living things as humans and animals. Section 64. Under the sea. Perhaps the most unexplored area on this planet is under the sea.
Today, there are large areas which we have never been to.
They are too deep for us to examine in detail.
Although we do have commercial exploration of the seabed, it is still unknown.
The marine life of the upper and middle waters are fairly well recorded.
However, the deep sea environment can still reveal many secrets.
To explore these areas is difficult because of the great pressure deep down.
We cannot build the right machines that can sustain life at the very bottom.
When we are able to do so, we will discover a whole new world of marine matter.
The sea is a source of food for many people and a source of income.
We have deep sea villages drilling for oil and gas under the seabed.
The natural resources of the deep sea are still relatively untapped.
It could be that there lies some of the solutions to our resources problems.
Having learned from our mistakes towards the environment on the surface of the Earth, we will be more cautious when utilizing the world below it.
Science will reveal the secrets of deep sea one day, and it will be very exciting to learn what is there. Section 65. Mountains. The highest mountain in the world is in Asia.
It is called Mount Everest.
The first man to climb to the top of it was Sir Edmund Hillary.
He was an Englishman who used the services of the local Sherpa guides.
The most famous of these Sherpas was Sherpa Tenzing, who helped Hillary.
Since the 1950s, when Mount Everest was first conquered, many others have tried.
Many people have died trying to climb Everest and other mountains.
When asked why he climbed it, Hillary simply answered, "Because it is there."
This pioneering attitude has driven countless others to attempt mountaineering.
When we go very high, the air contains less oxygen. We call this thin or rare air.
It makes breathing very difficult and drains the energy of climbers.
However, when these people reach the mountain peaks, they are rewarded with the cleanest air and most panoramic views.
Of course, as we climb higher, so the temperature decreases and extreme cold is felt.
The challenge of defeating a mountain is what drives on most mountaineers.
This drive to succeed where no one has is a tremendous characteristic of humans. Section 66. Travel guides. Can you imagine trying to go to a new place without a travel guide?
Hundreds of years ago, explorers had no such things.
As these people opened up more new areas to us, they wrote about them.
These writings formed a new genre of literature called travel writing.
Some travel guides are just pure factual data. Others are more entertaining.
Perhaps we could call train, plane and bus schedules travel guides, but they are not very interesting.
So, what do people expect when they buy and read such guides?
They expect to get a lot of details about the places they are interested in.
They want to know what to expect when they get there. Climate, food, customs.
They like to know what are the most interesting places to visit and what difficulties to expect when they get there.
The variety of places to eat and kinds of food served will also be mentioned in the guides.
But a travel guide need not be a book. It could be a pamphlet or even a person.
In most major tourist areas, you can hire the service of a person who will act as your travel guide.
They will help you to get to all the right places as safely as possible.
There are millions of travel guides of all kinds in the world, and reading them can be almost as good as the real thing. Section 67. Atlas, Map, Globe. Do you know the difference between an atlas, a map, and a globe?
A map usually is a plan of an area or region or town.
We can get street maps that can help us find a way around a city or town.
We can get regional maps which show us, on a larger scale, an area.
Maps can cover whole countries, continents, or even the world.
Without detailed maps, it would be difficult to find our way around or to a new area.
An atlas is a book of maps.
Usually, an atlas will contain maps of each region and every country of the world.
Also, an atlas may give us pictorial images of the political, demographic, and environmental points of the areas covered.
Old maps and atlases were hand-drawn by explorers and city planners.
Today, these maps may be drawn by computers using the latest satellite technology.
In the West, almost every home will contain an atlas.
A globe is a map of the world as it really looks.
An atlas is two-dimensional and flat.
A globe is just like the Earth, round and able to spin. Section 68, Politics. No one in the modern world escapes the effects of politics.
Most of us think of politics as having to do with government leaders.
Those politics dictate the life of a country and the manner in which its people live.
Politics and politicians can create peace and wealth, or war and poverty.
Intergovernmental diplomacy between different countries may rely on ambassadors who represent their countries abroad.
Domestic and international policies are decided by politicians.
However, politics comes into our lives every day without the big world of government politics.
Inside our workplace, politics may determine who our bosses are.
This is because a form of politics is in operation in all companies.
People use politics to gain position or to win over their ideas or plans.
Politics utilizes the implementation of power through manipulation of people.
Politicians need to build a network of allies to support their actions.
This applies to our social lives sometimes.
Most people will say that they hate politics or don't understand them.
However, they are a necessity of life, and none of us escape political influences. Section 69. Goodbyes. Goodbye seems such a simple and common word.
This English word is known all around the world, yet there are many ways to say it.
In some countries, they use the same word for goodbye as hello.
Arabs and Israelis say salam or shalom for both hello and goodbye, and it means peace.
In the West, we can say see you later, so long, farewell, etc.
We often use phrases adopted from other languages.
Au revoir, French. Ciao, Italian, are very commonly used in the West.
A wave of the hand can say both hello and goodbye in most cultures.
To most of us, saying goodbye to close friends and family can be very painful.
If we know it is going to be for a long time, then goodbyes are emotional.
Nice to have met you. Looking forward to seeing you again. Welcome back are terms used in situations where we don't know the other person so well.
Goodbyes have polite forms, informal forms, and close friendship forms.
A goodbye can be accompanied by a kiss, or a shake of hands, or just a smile and a nod.
One thing is for sure. Most of the time, hello is better than goodbye.
However we say it, it should always be remembered that we can never say goodbye if there has never been hello first.